We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins, who's going to talk a little bit about football and a little bit about some of his interests off the field here, the new guy in the Eagles secondary. What's it like being a Philadelphia Eagle?
It's been great so far. The transition has gone better than I could have imagined, just from kind of molding with the guys in the locker room. It's been really fun. They've really welcomed me with open arms. And then everything with football has been going really smooth. I've learned the defense really quickly. And have been able to transition that onto the field. So right now, it's kind of that time where we're molding, we're seeing what we can do, what we can't do, stretch the limits, and try to play best to our personnel.
I'm thrilled to hear that you've already learned the defense, that you're not saying, well, it's coming along, but I've got a lot to go. You've put in a lot of extra work studying this D, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. And, you know, I understand why they brought me in, and it's to run the secondary and be that guy that can make the call. So, I take that very seriously, so I put in a lot of time just trying to learn it and catch up to speed with all the verbiage and the lingo. And I think we've done a good job. Now it's to that point where I'm trying to sit down with the coaches and see how we can actually tweak it and go to that advanced course, yeah. You know, and really start to do some creative things.
Have you been in that position before? I know you've been kind of the coach back there, but what is it like to have that kind of input, that kind of leadership thrust upon you?
It's fun because it puts you at an it's very advantageous when you're on the field. So it's a burden because you have to learn a lot. You have to take in a lot. But when you can take that stuff and have a player coach who's on the field who sees things the same way as a coach, it gives you a lot more flexibility in your defense, to where sometimes, a coach can depending on the circumstances, can put you in a bad call. You know, you get a call and they line up and it's not what he was anticipating. You don't want to have to be shackled into just staying with that call. If you have players that can think on the run, can check you into a better play or a better position, then that obviously puts you at an advantage. So that's where we're trying to go now, and I think guys are adjusting well.
I always find it interesting when analysts and fans talk about the safety position. I mean, it's changed so much over the years. From your perspective, how has the game forced the safety position and the responsibilities to change? I mean, you're not an in-the-box guy. There's really no such thing anymore as an in-the-box safety.
Right. And I was a corner pretty much my entire life until my second year in the league. So it was always, like you said, that your free safety who was kind of a smaller guy. But they used to always kind of be, they were too slow to play corner, so they were too small to play linebacker. They were a little athletic, so they played back deep. And then you had your in-the-box safety who was basically a slow or a faster linebacker.
Right, and a bigger cornerback.
Yeah, a bigger corner. But those aren't in the league anymore. They're very few. And now they're asking for these guys that can cover tight ends, that can play in the box still, that can, have range in the back end, that can still line up and cover a receiver. So you got to be really, really versatile in this league now, because you've got the Jimmy Grahams, the Gronkowskis, and then it frees up your defense a lot more when you can leave a safety in or stay with your regular personnel versus three wide receiver sets and just line your safety up on the receiver. That gives you a lot of freedom to play the run more stout and not have to get smaller when offense gets smaller.
Is it the it sounds like, I mean, it's the key position really on defense. The way is it because the tight ends have become so athletic, or is it because people like Chip Kelly come into the league and spread the offense out so much that you're almost in an isolation situation on every play?
I think it's both. I think you've got those more athletic tight ends that, you don't have your just blocking tight ends as you used to have. Now your tight ends, Jimmy Graham is split out more than 60% of the snaps. So
it's crazy.
Yeah, he's basically another receiver. So you need bigger guys that can cover him, as well as you got these offensive coordinators who are spreading the ball out. They're getting smaller in hopes that you're getting smaller. And now, or they go at a fast pace where you can't sub, and you're stuck with your base personnel versus three wide receivers. You need that safety to be able to cover so that you're not stuck in a bind.
Well, I'm glad it's going well. We look forward to seeing it when training camp comes around, the pads go on, preseason games, when you can finally hit somebody and get a feel. Off the field, fascinating guy, Malcolm. I find your media work is great. You're very involved in the community. And you like bow ties, which I think is terrific. Rock Island Bow Ties is your company. And I got to ask, what is the demographic for people who – could I pull off a bow tie?
Yeah, Rock Avenue Bow Tie. So the thing I kind of got into it. The thing I've noticed about bow ties and the reason why I like them so much is because I'm really not a fashion guy. Like, I don't know about trends. I don't know – runway shows baffle me. But one thing I do know is that I look good in what I like to wear. And people usually look good in what they like to wear. And that's what I've learned of when I interact with other people who wear bow ties. So there is no specific group that likes bow ties. You could pull one off if you just wore it with confidence. You know, you walk in a room and people will say, hey, I like your bow tie. And as opposed to a necktie where somebody would say, hey, nice tie, a bow tie starts conversations. Like, it's an icebreaker just by the way you look and the confidence you bring out of it. So just that aspect is really what drew me to it, and meeting different people. And the only rule I have, though, is it's a stickler. I had to learn the hard way.
Okay.
You have to learn how to tie it yourself. You can't have a pre-tie one. Yeah. Because when you have a pre-tie one, if you run into somebody else who wears a bow tie, they'll say, hey, did you tie it? And if you say no, they'll just...
So you have to have some cred as far as when you tie, how you tie the tie.
Right.
Is it difficult to learn how to tie a bow tie?
No. This is my only thing. It'll probably take about 15 minutes.
Okay.
But don't do it right before you have to go somewhere. That's the bad... You know, when you have some time, you don't have anything to do, take your time, go through it. It's really not that hard. But if you're in a rush and you're on your way to the event, I advise not to do
and
that.
And for Eagles fans who want to support the bow tie look, Malcolm Jenkins, they go where to find out about your line?
RockAvenueBowTies.com.
Okay, very good. We expect it. Can you specialize some during the season? The touchdown tie, the interception, take it to the house tie, the big hit tie.
Oh, we can make it work.
Eagles win the division tie. Eagles going to the Super Bowl tie. Yeah, I like that, Malcolm. Good stuff. Malcolm Jenkins in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.